This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
3-2-1 Mark Contact. This is the Advanced Selling Podcast again after a short hiatus. I'm Brian Neal.
Again, you sound like the pain in the ass. Again.
I'm back. And you hear us every Thursday. We release this show, the Advanced Selling Podcast. New listeners, you can contact us at listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. We have a new website, pretty pictures up there. Go check us out there. And we've got some fun, exciting things coming up here towards the end of the year. We'll start to announce. That's a little tease.
We do. And I am like 3 days from announcing what we talked about last time.
Yes.
Which has to do with the iPhone that I can't announce yet because it's not quite
okay.
Right.
I like that.
No, probably figured out what it is.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. You've got a topic.
Well,
today,
I've got a topic, but I also want to make sure we shamelessly promote our seminar coming up on November 4th.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I don't know that Brooke Green, Brian Neal, and Bill Caskey have ever been on stage together at any one time.
Might be,
it's
yeah.
been a long time.
So, yeah.
So we've got one coming up for you Indianapolis listeners. It's on November 4th at the Junior Achievement Theater in Indianapolis, Northside. Go to rewireseminar.com. And if you're not in Indianapolis or don't plan on being here that day, you can always purchase the entire video proceedings.
Yeah, that's very good for the proceedings. Kind of like watching the OJ trial, huh? You know, I still have
that
on videotape. You said proceedings.
Okay.
I have the OJ trial on videotape. This is back when I worked for Procter & Gamble, and I could do my job in about 10 hours a week. I watched the whole thing start to finish. I got it all on tape. This is beautiful.
You mean just the day that
the whole, I watched it all. I was one of the I watched every day. It was terrible. Anyway, that's November the 4th. What is it? Rewire Seminar?
Rewireseminar.com.
So if you're jogging or something, just think rewireseminar.com or go to the advancedsellingpodcast.com. If you're in Indianapolis, if you're in Fort Wayne, Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, Cleveland, even St. Louis, Chicago, probably worth the trip down.
Yeah, definitely.
Be a very fun
definitely.
Event. So
I heard an interesting thing on radio today, and this has to do with message. You know, our topic today is How do we deliver this compelling message that not just we have, but our clients have? And I heard a very interesting way to deliver a message on buying gold.
Okay. How
Here
is
it
that?
Is. Here it is.
I'm
you know
ready.
What gold? Everybody's counting gold.
I know what gold is.
New,
I do. Yeah.
I know, I figured you did. But
yeah.
The new hedge against inflation
yeah.
and interest rates.
Yeah, it's good.
This, and it was the broadcaster who, you know, the gold people hire these guys to do their commercials. He says, hurry up and buy gold before it goes down.
Fantastic.
So it's imminently ready to go down, and I'm going to buy up. It. So the $1,000 ounce
up.
Is going to be worth $800 here very shortly.
Gosh,
he should have said buy before it goes up, but he said buy before it goes down.
I think he
had a premonition that probably is.
I wonder what Jim Cramer would think about that as stock advice. Okay, I'm going to give some stock tips here. Buy Procter & Gamble before it goes down, and buy IBM before it goes down. That is very funny.
Which brings us to our topic of, in a roundabout way, of message.
Yep.
And I had a client today that we spent the whole hour and a half on how do we deliver our message? How do we craft our message? How do we deliver it? And this is primarily in the first call or in a casual conversation you're having with a potential client or maybe someone, just a friend of yours at a basketball game. You don't even know if they're a potential client.
Yeah.
Someone says to you the magic word, so tell me, Brian, what do you do there?
What do I do there?
Or you might be up in front of people at an event and someone says, hey, well, you got 2 or 3 minutes to tell us a little bit about your firm. That's the moment of truth. You got, you know, 100 eyes, assuming everybody has two, 100 people, 200 eyes staring
good
at
good
you.
Good assumption, just in case there are any glass eyes in the audience. How many eyes do we have?
We have
103 eyes here today. Who's got the glass one? Sorry.
So what do you say in that moment?
It's very, very good.
I gave him some thoughts, but you know, the traditional way is to tell them a little bit about your firm, tell them about your company, tell them about your people, tell them about all the great things you do, tell them about how good you are.
Yep.
And I'm convinced that that's not the way to do it. But why don't you weigh in on
that? Yeah, sure. I'll weigh in. It's October. I'm ready to weigh in pre-Christmas, see what the season does to me. This is always really hard. And I always start with inner game things first when I think about this. And I think about what does my inner game do? Now, this is just me, Brian Neal. I hate those questions because they're so surface, and I feel like especially in the social setting or if I'm at a cocktail party or something like that, they're part of the posturing process. They're part of the interaction between all the people there trying to figure out where they fit, whether it's socioeconomically or intelligence-wise. Everyone
It's the way that we socialize.
They may not truly be interested in what you do. More potentially. Maybe I'm better than you.
Correct. Yeah. Let me see. Okay. So I went to Harvard Law School. Now, what do you do? Oh, you're a sales trainer. Okay, good. I got you covered. Now, what do you do? Oh, you're a doctor. Where'd you go to med school? It's that sort of social.
It's the pecking order.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's putting stack order, stack rank. So
so you're saying the first thing you would ask that person back is, well, tell me why you're wanting to know what I do. Is
exactly.
Is it a pecking order, socioeconomic question?
Yeah. I'd say, well, what do you think I do?
Let's just say I'm better than you.
Yeah, let's just call that what it is. No, I like to paint a picture for people more than I like to just give them some sort of intellectual answer. Now, if I work for an accounting firm, it's easy to say I'm an accountant. The problem with that is as soon as you say I'm an accountant, I have you stereotyped, labeled, and set aside in the accounting bin in my brain.
Right.
If I'm in a business setting where I'm either at a networking event or if I'm on a first call with someone that doesn't know me well or if I'm in an airport sitting on a plane next to someone for 2.5 hours, I want to find the next stage down to start to differentiate myself to say, okay, I'm an accountant. However, here's how we think. Here's what that means in our world.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example of what I have been finding myself saying to this. So they say, what do you do? Well, we have a sales training firm, right? That's easy. And people go, oh, sales trainer. And then they got that label. Oh, sales trainer over here. Da, 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 and that goes over here. But I like to say, paint the picture for people. Say, so we have a sales consulting practice. And really what we do, if you have any friends that are in companies that are maybe $100 million in sales and they have salespeople, you get that right. A lot of those people don't have either a vice president of sales or a sales manager. And so we sometimes will go in and actually serve as a surrogate sales manager. If they already have one, we also serve to really help them with anything that has to do with revenue generation in their company, to consult or bring ideas to. And that could be everything from their CRM to their compensation plan to hiring, firing people to what they say on a call to even listening to calls and critiquing them. Everything to do with that. We also think of ourselves as like a senior advisor to the president. So like the David Axelrod guy goes in and gives the president advice. We do the same thing for CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different than we're a sales training firm, I think, because
you can
feel that picture, right?
You've helped him define in his world because you're helping him decide whether there's any future discussions.
Yeah. Yeah, so if I'm talking to a CEO, I might say, you know, we're a CPA, and if I'm an accountant, let's say I'm a CPA, we're an accounting firm, but how we really think of our relationships, I mean, there's part of it is we do the work that all other accountants do, and we do it really well, like everybody else says they do, but we really think of ourselves as advisors to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at our firms, and if you as a CEO, you want someone that's going to be thinking for your business, that's what I do. So we'll meet periodically throughout the year. And we won't talk much about the financials and that sort of thing. We'll talk about your business, your strategy. I'll share with you some things that other clients of mine are doing. And that's really how we see ourselves in the accounting world.
So you break yours down a little bit different than what I did. You break it down to how do we, in that case, it was how do we deliver our value by being a senior advisor, by being involved in staff meetings and decision making. That's good. So that was a little bit different because I broke ours down by what problems might you be experiencing because you don't have a good accountant right now or a good provider of some kind.
Yeah, very, 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 very good.
But it's I think we start off the same way. I said, you know, you can tell people you're an accountant or whatever your niche is, but that does really categorize you.
Completely.
And you'll be a hell of a lot harder to get out of that category than it is to recategorize in the first place.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, you can tell people you're an accountant and what you do. That at least helps them narrow it down. But then I think you have to say something to the effect of, you know, that's what we do. The real question is not that. The real question is, why do people use us?
Yeah.
Why do people come to us?
Yep.
And we came up with 3 or 4 very generic reasons that people come to them. And one is they're unhappy with their current accounting firm and they don't feel like they're getting any really good ideas, no innovation.
Yep.
2, they don't feel like they have a good business plan to help them get to the next level, and 2 or 3 other things that aren't important. What is important is it's delivered in the context of the customer or the listener.
Yep. Interesting, too. I like the idea. And all these work together. I mean, that's a good thing. They can be, you know, they don't have to be, they're not mutually exclusive. I like the idea, too, of what you're saying is to take a bit of a harsh stand too, to make it a bit polarizing. So if I'm in that accounting mode again, I might say, you know what, we deliver, you know, financials and do all the things accounting firms do. But what we really think has gone on with people like you that own a business is we've done you a disservice, because you likely only hear from your accountant twice a year, right? Yeah. When it's time to get the return, the information, and when it's time to give you back your tax returns. Other than that, it's, you know, hope my accountant doesn't call me.
You're painting the picture of their life with the traditional accountant.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's really good. This is a whole nother podcast, maybe.
Yeah.
This idea of how do you really raise expectations? Because if they expect their accountant to be there twice a year and that's it, then you saying, well, we're here seven times a year may not mean much to them.
Exactly. And you would say that. Then I would say, you know, for some people, that's okay. That's what you want your accountant to do. That's really not why people hire us, though. People hire us because they want to hire an extra brain thinking for their business that's going to meet with them once a month and challenge them and push on them and really work hard to make their business better for them.
Yeah.
And typically people pay us a slightly higher fee to do that.
Yeah,
and so it's polarizing.
So if you're in a market like accounting, I know we've got some accounting clients, but I know that most of our listeners are not accountants, CPAs. But if you're in a market where maybe the market is underserved, like I'm convinced the accounting market is underserved.
Agree.
Most accountants just show up a couple times a year. So if you're in that market, you really have an open opportunity. You have an abundance, a potential for abundance in terms of how you deliver the message. So what would be a tip that we would give our listeners now to rethink how you talk about your value in these short 30 seconds?
The one thing I like what you said, the first is you've got to go from stating the generic intellectual answer to something beyond that real quickly. And just acknowledge if you say, well, we're a provider, we sell basically telephone systems and things like that. However, what we think about, you've got to immediately go to the next step out. And start to talk about how you see the world a little differently. Then I think it's important to paint a crystal clear picture that people can see in their mind. So I say, okay, we sell telephony systems and things like that to companies. But really, if you think about it, I'm not sure if you have a call center, perhaps, and if you remember times when that call center went down and how that felt and whatever all happened there, those are the sorts of problems that we make go away or plan for contingencies so that when they do go down, you're not taking 1,000 phone calls and ripping your hair out and that sort of thing.
So the tip,
paint a picture.
So the tip there is what then?
The tip is go past the step of the intellectual answer.
Right, okay, good.
Go past the step.
And I would say my tip would be make sure you have words in whatever that next step is that relates to them.
Yeah.
Because we talked about today, I said, you know, when you stand up in front of a group of 100 people, and that's a beautiful thing when you can have 100 CEOs or CFOs in the room and you can deliver something in 1 minute that has 10 people coming up to you and saying, here's my business card. You got to call me. But your biggest issue there is not their current accounting firm. It's this.
Yeah.
And I'm holding up Brian's new iPhone device.
It is the iPhone.
It is the biggest distraction in a group that you have. So when you start
talking about
how many accountants you have or how many lines you carry or how broad your scope is, immediately they go to to your appliance.
Yeah.
When you start talking about them, they'll put it down.
Yep.
And they'll say, okay, well, this person, I better listen to this because they may have something here for me. So.
Very, very good. I didn't hear what you were saying. I was playing with my iPhone.
Yeah, I noticed that. I just kept going to. I didn't call
Good job. This is very good. You can find us again at listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. You can go to the advancedsellingpodcast.com. Also, check out rewireseminar.com.
Very good. You
remember that.
That's
all right.
Good.
See you next time.
All right, see
you. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.